French with Michel Thomas, recording 6.
How would you say, I'm going to give it?
Je vais le donner.
To him.
À lui.
À lui. I'm going to give it to her.
Je vais le donner à elle.
À elle. À right. Elle. Yes. Yes. Ah. So this is what how you would make a distinction. Yes. For instance, if you want to say, I'm going to bring him the book, would be.
I'm going. It's bring. I can't remember.
Start with I'm going.
Je vais.
Mm-hmm. To bring. Up.
Oh, yes, apporter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring. Sorry, what was it?
I'm going to bring him the book.
Je vais lui apporter le livre.
Right. Ah. Je vais lui apporter le livre. Yes. I'm going to bring her the book.
Je vais elle apporter.
No.
Oh, and of course, je vais lui apporter
right.
le livre.
Je vais lui apporter le livre. So lui means him to him and her to her. Yes?
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
Je vais lui apporter le livre. Yes. But if it is ambiguous, if it is not clear, then you can also say, instead of I'm going to bring him the book, you can say, I'm going to bring the book to him, that would be?
À lui.
À lui. Je vais apporter le livre à lui. That becomes now clear.
Yes.
Because I'm going to bring the book to her would be je vais apporter le livre
à elle.
À elle. Mm. Yes. But usually if you're talking about him and then you say je vais lui apporter le livre, it will be clear. Yes. Yes. You're talking about her. And you say, je vais lui apporter le livre. It's also clear, yes? But if you're talking about him and about her, and it is not clear, then you will say, à lui or à elle.
Yes.
So we have him implying to him or to her is lui, and them implying to them is leur, spelled L-E-U-R. So I'm going to send them the money. The money is l'argent. Argent, spelled A-R-G-E-N-T, means both silver and money, because money used to be silver pieces. So l'argent.
L'argent.
So I'm going to send them the money would be?
Je vais...
To send, to envoy?
To, le... Envoyer, envoyer.
Right.
L'argent.
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 Right. Je vais leur envoyer l'argent. If you're talking about my father, would be mon père.
Mon père.
Right. Because père, paternity, yes, père, P-E-R-E with an accent. Père means father. So my father, mon père, mon, because father is usually masculine. Mother is mère.
Mon mère.
Ma mère.
Ma mère.
Because she is usually feminine.
Mama. Ma. Ma mère.
Ma mère, yes. So with my father would be avec...
Avec mon père.
Avec mon père. With my mother...
Avec ma mère.
Avec ma
avec
mère.
Ma mère.
And my parents is mes parents, M-E-S for plural.
Mes parents.
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 Yes. You know, E-N-T and A-N-T is always the same in French and English. Now, his father would be son.
Son père.
Son père. His mother would be?
Son mère.
No. Mother. It's usually feminine.
Son.
Uh-huh.
Son?
Sa mère.
Sa mère.
Sa.
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 Even though he, and it's his mother, even though he's a male, his mother isn't.
Hmm? So again, his father
son
is...
Son père.
Son père, because père is a male. Yes. Son père.
Son père.
His mother?
Sa mère.
Sa mère. Female.
Sa mère.
His parents? Yes.
Ses parents.
Ses parents, S-E-S. Ses parents, yes.
Ses parents.
Ses parents. Her father.
Son père.
Son père. So his father and her father is son père, because père is masculine. Her mother is...
Sa mère.
Sa mère, like his mother. So sa mère is his mother or her mother, because mother is feminine. Her parents would be...
Ses parents.
Ses parents.